And welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee McGrail.
And I'm Laura Mangone. We're back.
And we're talking. I have nothing. Nothing.
I've been making so much stuff lately. I've been like on a real Asian kick and Thai kick. So I made this a couple of times. Actually, I think I was going to talk about it the last time we were on, and we ran out of time. I've been making this really good ramen dish. And it's just onions or scallions, garlic, and ginger. And I chop everything up, and I mince it, and I saute it. And then I throw in either ground pork. It would work with ground beef. It would work with ground. I've been doing ground chicken and ground pork separately, making different batches.
Okay.
And I use, my new trick is I use a potato masher, an old fashioned potato masher, the one that's sort of, you know, wiggled to break it all up in there with the veg. And then I put a splash of sesame oil, toasted sesame oil, just a little bit. Soy, red chili paste, which is basically, it's made by the same company that makes sriracha, but they sell it in a jar, and it's garlic chili paste, red garlic chili paste.
But what is the company that, you know, that's a good point, because there's the good sriracha.
It's the good sriracha that has the Asian company on it. It's not written in any language, you know, it's written in Chinese or Japanese or whatever it's written in.
That's a product that it is my go-to, but only because I recognize it visually. I really don't know what the company is
called. I exactly the same, or I would have said the company. I don't even know the name of the company.
How do we tell our listeners what's the good sriracha?
Let me go. I'll go grab it in a minute. I'll grab it out of the fridge and I'll tell you.
Well, you know, you should take a picture of it.
I will put it on ours. Yes. And actually I'll put a picture of the red chili paste, because this stuff is great. So I put a splash of toasted sesame oil. I put a splash of soy sauce. I put a splash of the red garlic paste, chili paste. And I let that simmer a little bit. If it's a little bit too dry, I put a little bit of water in it because it's highly seasoned. So I just want it a little bit more looser.
Right.
And then I throw in some either udon or soba or ramen or angel hair or any kind of pasta and toss it around. And it's so delicious. It is so good.
So it's like, it's a noodle dish.
Pork or chicken in the instances that I've been making it.
Right. That sounds good.
I've been making that almost once a week because it's really good. And the other thing I've been making is ramen. And pretty much you can use the exact same ingredients. But I put a lot more broth in it. And I told you I purchased some seafood broth for us. I bought you one and I bought myself one. I've been using that seafood broth. That's really good. Okay, wait till you taste it. So good.
Remind me, I'm excited about this, but remind me what form is it? Is it like a bouillon?
It's the Better Than Bouillon brand. Paste. So it's paste.
Bouillon brand, but it's just called seafood stock.
Seafood stock.
Because in the grocery store, all we see
is shrimp or
vegetable, chicken,
clam.
Or lobster. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so there's nothing that says seafood. So who knows why it's not readily available at every grocery store.
I know it. So this is now the ramen dish I've been making. Scallions or onions, garlic and ginger. In this instance, I've been making seafood because, as I said, I'm using the seafood bouillon. I put that in there with some water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've been putting in some bok choy. Mm-hmm. I've been putting in some cabbage and carrots. Mm-hmm. And I let that simmer for a little bit just till the vegetables are tender.
Right.
And then I've been cutting up shrimp and whitefish of any sort. I've been using cod. A couple of times I used haddock. Just chop that up, throw that in. And again, at the end, I make it super brothy, like soup. At the end, I throw in either udon noodles or soba noodles or whole wheat something. Or
fully cooked.
No, cook it in there.
Oh, cook it in there.
I cook it in there.
Okay, wait a minute. Since the seafood is only going to need cooking for a very short amount of time, wouldn't you want to do noodles first if you...
I do the noodles first, but if you're using the other, you know, they cook pretty quickly.
Right.
And then I throw the fish in at the last minute.
And right.
I'm telling you what, it is delicious.
I'll bet.
Mario went bananas the first time I made it. He was like, oh my God. Where'd you get this? I'm like, well, excuse me? Where'd you get this? Seriously?
Where'd you get this?
Thank you, hubby,
but I am a chef, by the way.
Oh my gosh. It's really good. And it would be equally delicious, you know, use chicken broth and pieces of chicken. Use beef broth and pieces of, you know, it's just
a
really hearty.
Or could use vegetable stock and just keep it all.
Yep, all veg.
And tofu for protein or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
All veg. Absolutely.
That sounds
good. But I've been loving it.
And you don't mind eating like a ramen, like a hot brothy thing in the summer typically?
When it's hot? No. I knew you were going to ask me that. No. I mean, you eat hot food.
I know. And I always feel like as long as it's not something that I would serve if I were sitting outside in 90 degree humid weather. But if you're air conditioning between, you know, 76 and or 74 and 78 degrees and it's comfortable, then why not?
It's totally comfortable. Right. Yeah. I mean, I eat hot. I actually love soup. So I will eat soup. I would eat soup at 95 degrees outside because I just love it. But yeah, so those are the two things I've been on lately.
Good.
And my waistline is still okay from all the carbs.
Okay.
I think I've found the perfect balance of carbs in my life. Like I let myself have carbs in a limited fashion and it's okay. I think back to, you know, where I never ate carbs, but I miss them. I miss pasta. I miss potatoes. I miss rice. So I do it. I just do it in moderation.
Moderation and maybe one meal a day.
You absolutely. Not more than one meal. Absolutely. Yeah.
The rest of the meals have to be just like protein or as much vegetable as possible.
Yes.
And then
absolutely.
Once a day you kind of get your fix. I've always believed that with these diets, you know, because there are people that I've always felt, okay, if you were going to do, let's say a 30 and 30 concept with 30 grams of carbs and 30 grams of fat a day, let's say you were being really strict like that.
Right.
So let's sit down and think about what are your favorite carbs that you absolutely can't give up. And if somebody says, you know what, please don't tell me I can't eat another piece of bread because if I had to choose bread, cereal, pasta, whatever, it would be bread.
Yes.
And you say, okay, so why don't you allow yourself a piece of garlic bread every dinner?
So this is exactly the premise behind the program called Noom, which I've been doing for over a year now, and I've lost over 30 pounds, and not a struggle, have not limited anything, have not banned anything. It just keeps you in the perfect balance of, it makes you aware of what you're eating on a daily basis. It's making you aware of how much you move on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And you know what, if you expend energy, if I'm outside doing yard work for 2 hours, or I'm working at setting up a wedding, you know, sweating with tables and chairs and whatever at work for 3 hours, I can eat a little bit more. I can eat more calories.
Right.
And it can be, yes, and you don't want it all to be, you know, red meat and pasta, but there's a They're very happy balance, and I found it, and I could not be happier, because I'm not limiting. I mean, I'm limiting things. I'm just not avoiding anything. If I want to have a piece of, you know, Boston cream pie tonight, I could. But I just would think about it today, and I would say, okay, what am I having for breakfast? What am I having for lunch? What kind of snacks am I having? You know, I would just make room in my daily intake for whatever I'm going to have. And I'm now addicted to these Greek yogurt ice cream bars. Have you ever heard of Yasso bars?
You mentioned Yasso a couple of shows ago, and I've been getting them for Don.
Aren't they good?
They're good, except he eats like four of them.
No, you just got to eat one. And they're delicious.
I know, but I because he's been, what this guy does to half a gallon of ice cream is and he wakes up, his pants are still falling off. You know how guys are with their weight?
I know.
Like, oh, I stopped drinking soda and I lost 20 pounds. It's like, F you, you know?
Exactly. I just went like this. I know.
Give me the finger. She gave me the finger on the Zoom. Okay. Yeah. I know. Well, she gave it to you, Don.
Exactly. The Yassos are good. And you know what else? So my quarantine mates, you know, they're gone now, but when they were here for 3 months, they turned me on to Yasso bars, and they turned me on to, it's an ice cream, I think it's called Enlightened. You ever heard that?
Familiar. Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, I think it's yogurt based, but low in calorie, but you know, delicious. And you know, if you're jonesing for some ice cream, it hits all the bells and whistles, and you don't feel guilty.
Yeah, but you have to have one.
Well, yeah.
Not four.
You have to moderation with everything, right? Yeah. Absolutely everything.
You're the new math.
The new math?
Yes.
What's the new math?
Four is the new one.
Four is the new one.
Four okay. is the new one. Well, maybe with the Yasso bar, because you can get away with it because they're so light in calories and fat and stuff. Right. But
you could have two, maybe. Do you know how many calories are in a Yasso bar? Quick.
80.
80.
Wow.
It depends on which one you choose. There's different flavors.
Right.
It seems the one I've been like loving the chocolate fudge, and there's one that's vanilla with like
crunchy
cookie dough.
They're
about 80. But they have other ones that are, you know, pistachio. They have there's some really yummy flavors.
Yasso. We should call them and see if they want to run an ad.
They don't need ads. They're making billions of dollars. They don't need our stinking ad.
Our big reach of what? $10.
Yeah, our big reach. Our big national reach.
Hey, you never know.
I know.
We could do it for them for free. You know, we could do paper inquiry.
Yeah.
Maybe they can pay in ice cream.
They could pay us in ice cream.
Oh my gosh, I would totally be, I'd be all over that, paying me an ice cream.
We
yes.
should do that, and we just have them ship us a Yasso bars, and we give them a free ad, and we could do it. Rob could do the editing, and we'll do like a, hey, does everybody know about Yasso? And then we could just, in exchange.
Can we do this for Beluga Caviar too?
Ooh. Actually, okay, now you're talking. I'm actually not interested in the Yassos whatsoever. But Beluga? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So I really love caviar. I probably didn't have caviar until, well, I guess I had it a couple of times when I was young, when my teens, but I didn't really form a love for it until probably my 20s. And when I was working in Chicago at the Ritz-Carlton, the banquet manager kind of had a crush on me. And when I would leave every day, I'm sure he was stealing them. I don't know where they were coming from, but he would toss me a Beluga caviar, you know, the little jars. He would toss me one as I was leaving.
Ugh.
And I was staying in Uncle Joe's apartment in Chicago, He wasn't there all the time, but he would come in once in a while. And the only thing in my refrigerator was orange juice and beluga caviar. He was like, oh my gosh, I was worried about you. I guess I don't have to be worried about you. I'm like, no, there's this guy at work that has, you know, kind of keeps giving them to me.
Well, I think we should probably, even if we could take a little bit of a pause, between the break, which is coming up.
Yep.
And maybe give a little more discussion to caviar, because, you know, I too love caviar, but, you know, beluga, forget about it. Expense-wise, even Ocetra is expensive. And then the cheap stuff is not even close to what the good stuff is about. So I wonder, you know, is there a product out there that you can order on Amazon or order?
I don't think it's the same. If it's not, I think Sevruga and beluga, you know, the most expensive ones, I think, are the most delicious. I think the other ones are salty and briny, and we've used them, you know, small amounts to, you know, top on a Bellini,
garnish.
Or, you know, to use as a garnish. But I personally, to eat, just eating caviar, like with the accoutrement, the only way I like it is if it's beluga or sevruga or, you know, the nicer.
What about... No, we're running out of time. So we'll touch on, I'm just going to finish up on the caviar concept when we come back.
Okay.
But then I wanted to kind of also go back to the ice cream pops only because I wanted your suggestions on sort of fun foods that I could do for little tiny kids, because I just got my first official offer for a nanny position for little kids.
All right. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-398-1754. 1-855-398-1754. That's 1-855-398-1754.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 844-606-8411. That's 844-606-8411.
Welcome back to Food for Thought.
So I just ran to the refrigerator and the chili garlic sauce look familiar. That's the company that makes the good sriracha.
Okay, but can we even spell what that company is?
Yeah, it's Tiong Ot Toi Vietnam.
Of course.
And forgive me, I was saying it was Chinese or Japanese. It's Vietnamese.
Okay.
But I will put a picture of this.
Yeah,
and it's funny because I'm reading this. I forgot that I remembered hearing where they package this in California. And I can't read the town in California. I remember reading this or hearing this on the news, where the factory where they produce this, they had a problem with their ventilation system and the entire neighborhood was up in arms because everybody's eyes were burning because the fumes coming out of this place, this manufacturing building,
yeah,
was like, you know, burning out the whole town.
Right. That's like when I do, whenever I do my black pepper tuna. So I take like sushi grade tuna and do the really, really generous amount, very generous, like more than you would typically ever put on a piece of tuna, but you put it, it's supposed to be significant of cracked black pepper
on the edge.
Yeah. Then you sear it at really high temperature just for like 10 seconds aside, just to kind of.
Do you need a mask when you're doing it?
Oh my God. You say every time. And then we all start coughing in the whole house. It's like you're choking. And then every time I do it, I say, okay, next time I'm not.
Well, now during COVID, you have a mask. Maybe put it on.
Would that work, though, that kind of mask?
Well, it is filtering out particles, so perhaps.
Next time I do my black pepper tuna, I'm going to
That is the point of the mask, right?
Yes, but I'm afraid that the fumes that I'm talking about would actually go right through that mask, but I'm not sure.
It's possible. I mean, that you're vaporizing, you know, you're turning them into vapor, so it is possible.
Right.
So can I just say one political thing?
Sure.
Can you believe that our president is taking the word of a woman, a crackpot doctor, who believes, you know, that evil spirits in our dreams are affecting our physical well-being, as opposed to listening to Dr. Fauci, a medical professional for 40 years.
Yeah, it's beyond at this point. It's like nothing shocks you. I have to interject because I actually missed that whole segment. Like, I didn't watch the news for a couple of days, and all of a sudden I started to see that, like, the follow-up stories, and I was like, what the F happened when I wasn't watching? Like,
I'm telling you what. I mean, it's just, it's unspeakable. I'm kind of speechless about it. It's just.
What was the alien? What was she?
The woman's a crackpot. The woman is a freaking crackpot.
Yeah. So, and a little more about politics, although, you know, we can't do this too much during the show. But
it's just hard to avoid it, isn't it?
Okay. I just got a video right before we started the show. Our intrepid producer, Rob Bell, who's in Ecuador now, who he edits our show for us and adds the music and everything. His daughter, Emma, is an actress.
Yep.
And so she was hired. Now, I'm not sure what this particular video was, because I know she was hired by the Lincoln Project to be in one of their commercials, which is great, because they have some really good, powerful commercials, which I think will be good for her. Like, she's not such a well-known actress that she doesn't take anything. Like, she takes,
you know what? It's really interesting, though. Her, that movie, I know she's been in many movies. She was on, you know, TV shows and things, but the movie Different Flowers is on, like, all the time.
All the time.
Every time I look at the guide, there she is.
She was in Different Flowers. She was in, The Walking Dead, the first three episodes of the first season. The remake of Dallas.
Yeah.
She was in,
she's a very popular actress.
She was a lead in Final Destination 5. Like, she was in Frozen, not the Disney one, but the one with the ski lift and stuff. So she's been in a lot of things.
Yes.
She's been a good-looking actress. But so she got this commercial with the Lincoln Project. Now, she's not doing that much right now, because she's due to have a baby in November, but she's doing little things.
Right.
And he sent me this video, which I don't think is the Lincoln Project's commercial. However, it's about a 6-minute, it's almost like a short. So the premise of the short film is this family goes into this hospital room, and it's a mother and father and daughter, and Emmett plays the daughter, who she's playing her own age, so like 30 years old.
Right.
And there's a guy who I believe is Emma's either, I think, husband, boyfriend, maybe even brother. It was hard to tell what their relationship was. But he, apparently, and they're all wearing masks, and he had this like you know, like real mask on his face, like he was breathing in, you know, some kind of oxygen
or something. Okay.
And we were explaining to him that he has been in a coma for 3.5 years. And he was like, and they were like, do you remember who was president, who was made president? Like, do you remember? And he said, yeah, it's Donald Trump. But that's all I remember. And they were like, so then they started to fill him in. And it is the most hilarious because they're all playing Southern Republicans.
Okay.
Like they all love him. At one point, the doctor's like, he just like leaves the room because he can't even stand the conversation. But they're like,
can we find this on YouTube or something?
Oh, I'll send you the link.
But if our listeners want to.
For the listeners, yeah, I think they would get a kick out of it. Even if you're a Republican, I think you would get a kick out of it. We can maybe share the link on the show feed, on the show notes. Can we do that? On the food for thought?
Yeah, we can.
Anyway, let's try to do that because I think, anyway, one of the actors, I'm almost positive, you would never know his name because—
I think we're gonna get ourselves thrown off of our national station if we keep doing all this political stuff.
No, they have to wanna see both sides. I remember when we were first asked to be on Red State Talk Radio, and the producer and owner of the station knew very well that we were liberals. And I said, you know, Scott, you know, sometimes we're going to say stuff. And he said, you know what, this was during the campaign, presidential campaign. And he said, I don't care. You can bash Trump all you want. Just do not promote Hillary. And I was like, all right, whatever.
Whatever.
So we didn't. We just didn't promote Hillary. So I'm not saying that. Yeah.
And I'm also, you know, we should always just say, you know, these are our opinions.
Exactly. Not the opinion of a
not state. The opinions of.
But I think I don't think that the real Yahoo Southern, like, freedom fighter conservatives are going to find it funny. But I think even like the solid, like normal Republicans, like we used to have.
The normal as opposed to the abnormal?
Yeah, they would find it funny. I really do. Because if you have to make, you have to laugh at this stuff. And there's a lot of.
And I also want to remind people that I've had multiple conversations. I've in business many years ago had interactions with President Trump. So it's coming from a place of I have conversed with the gentleman, so I have a basis of opinion,
personal experience.
Exactly.
So one of the actors is funny. I don't know if you ever watched the series True Blood.
No. Is that a vampire thing?
A vampire one, but it's campy and it's stupid, but it's fun. You know, I did watch. I'm actually rewatching some of it right now. But there's a character in True Blood who's one of the vampires who's in this video. So I got to look up his name, but so I got a kick out of seeing him. He played the father. So it's a 6-minute short, and basically they're explaining, like the kid's like, so did he get the wall? And they're like, well, no. And they were like, well, what about, did he get Mexico to pay for it? And they're like, all right, no, but, they're like.
Yes, send me the link and I'll post it when I post everything.
Okay, cool.
Neat.
All right. So
back to food. Oh wait, no, not back to food yet because you got a job.
Yes. Now, so this I'm now
a nanny.
I'm a nanny chef, chef now. No, and I'm a nanny chef now because the primary part of my job is to be a nanny, and I think it's going to be for a family that I just met with this morning, and they're just delightful. You know, I haven't met Dad yet, but I can just tell that he's going to be cool. Because
how old are the kids?
Kids are 6 and 3, and they're delightful. And I will be in charge of overseeing the virtual learning. So I'm not going to be homeschooling the older 6-year-old, but I'm just going to be overseeing to make sure that when he's supposed to be logged on, he's logged on. When he's done with a lesson, when he's time for him to work on his own, you know, just to kind of help him along.
Right.
Mom said something to the effect of, you know, he's only 6. I can't trust him. But if I'm in the other room, then he's not going to like walk away from the computer, you know.
Be playing with his blocks while he's supposed to be doing his alphabet.
So, So yeah, so the job is like 32 hours a week, which is perfect.
Good.
So it's like 9 to 3:30, which allows me, if I get personal chef clients, dinner parties,
still have time.
Yeah. And so when I told her that, you know, we were talking about the chef stuff, and I said, and she said, oh yeah, boy, were we, when I told my husband that you were a chef, and he goes, hire her right now. Like, I don't need the interview. Just hire her, you know. And I said, you know, it makes me really happy. You know, people have told me, oh, you know, you should charge extra for that, and you should this, and you should that. And it's like, okay, first of all, okay, call me a terrible businesswoman, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is add value to myself to make me more marketable. And right. More marketable right now as a nanny, because I don't feel safe in the food world right now.
Right.
And so,
and if they have a dinner party, you're going to charge extra.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah.
But if I can squeeze out, you know, a meal for them during my time there, you know,
absolutely.
These are 6 and 3. They can even be helping me make it, and right. We're part of their learning. Like, let's okay, it calls for a half a cup of breadcrumbs, but we want twice as much, so 2 half a cup. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Part of their learning, and also. Maybe even, you know, getting them more involved in the cooking process might
yep.
help them decide that they want to eat different things, because they have
yes.
the one kid, the younger one, is an extremely picky eater. He just will not try anything. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. I think that is that's one of the biggest draws to helping kids have them help you cook. Because they see what ingredients are, and then they want to taste it. And they look, you know, they experience the pride in something that they've made it, and absolutely.
And I remember, and it's so sort of liberating, because we got almost 4 minutes. You know, 10 years ago is the first time I actually considered transitioning from hospitality or chef work into nanny work, but. You know, 10 years ago, I was still, like, my ego was involved. There were still boxes I wanted to check in terms of accomplishment. And I just feel like if I could just keep my hands in it a little bit, you know, a dinner party here or there, I've had applause from, you know, top fashion magazine editors of New York City. I've had applause from, you know, big events. I've got my picture with Bill Clinton. I've worked with famous people. I've been on a billboard in Times Square. Like, it's all right. I'm done. It's okay to be yes. sort of done.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can make, not only cover, you know, what's so important right now, these poor kids that, you know, these 6-year-olds, you know how devastating it is to them that they can't go back to school. This is when they actually love school.
Yeah.
And can't. And this mom was telling me a story. She's very careful with COVID. She doesn't go grocery shopping. And her kids have been out of the house in terms of going to a store one time in 5 months. She said about 3.5 months ago, I took them, I had to go to Home Depot for something. I forget what it was, but it was important. And so I took them in the car and we went and we had to go to like the garden center and I tried to be quick. She said, do you know my kids are still talking about that outing today?
Really?
Like, because that's how sheltered they are.
Right.
You know, a lot of parents are doing more than that, but the way she looks at it, you know, she's not high risk. She's not immunocompromised, but she's just like, you know what? I don't want to get it.
Hey, you know what? Watching the news is frightening. It is extremely frightening.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
and the numbers, unfortunately, the numbers even here are increasing, you know, never mind all the places that opened up so early, but numbers are going up because people aren't being diligent about it.
We're in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, but you're saying numbers are going up in Jersey?
Yeah. Yesterday and today, the numbers are up.
Great. And that's, I think
they're not saying it's going to be another surge, but it's the numbers are up. I mean,
great.
Numbers
I
don't
think,
lie.
I think the people are letting their guards down. And like I said,
yeah.
This woman today, I had a mask on. I said, you know, our numbers are really low right now. It's probably not necessary at all that I have this mask on with this interview, considering how careful we're both being. But my feeling is, if we're going to kick this thing, we have to act this way, even when it's not a hot zone. And we have
I totally agree.
Just do it. It's not that hard. You know, just do it.
I totally agree. And I thus far have lost 12 people that I know.
Wow.
My best friend's mother-in-law passed away on July 3rd, and his father-in-law passed away last week.
So that's 12? I only know two.
No, I know 12 people. You know, not, you know, through friends or through family not members. Family, yeah.
Friends of friends. People. And ages? Because we're going
to... ranging from 26 to in their 80s.
Yeah.
You know, young, healthy people.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part. Yeah.
All right. So we're out of time. We'll be back and we'll talk food.
We're going to talk some more food. Basically, some fun kid food.
Yes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7 1-855-398-1754. 1-855-398-1754.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $750 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for the name brand again. Get generic Sildenafil for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-590-0443 today and save up to $650 and get 50 pills for just $99. Generic Sildenafil is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
Okay, we're back.
Welcome back to Food for Thought.
So you said the six-year-old is a little bit picky, a picky eater?
Three-year-old. The six-year-old is adventurous.
Oh, good.
Three-year-old is picky, so.
Is the three-year-old a boy or a girl?
They're both boys.
Oh, nice.
And Owen.
Nice.
So when we were talking about Yasso before.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about this on my way home from the interview today, actually. I didn't know you were going to bring up Yasso again, but I thought how fun it would be for the kids and also, you know, healthier would be to make our own Yasso bars.
Make your own popsicles, absolutely.
With Greek yogurt, like with Greek, I would imagine I'd use like a Greek vanilla yogurt.
Yep.
And then just you stick
fruit
it in.
Or chocolate or raisins or whatever you want. Smashed up bananas. Yeah.
Right. Like, I think that's going to be high
on. That's great. And you know what? I just saw in the store, I went to Walmart for the first time and like, you know, since this all started, I needed a bunch of things and it was the only place where I could buy paint and the other items that I needed. So I did go to Walmart. And I noticed that they have, apparently the Walmart by me is going out of business, so everything's on sale. And I will run back there for you if you want. They have the little popsicle form things.
Oh, my God.
Tupperware popsicle form things. I saw a bunch of them.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'll go get you some.
I haven't accepted this job yet. If I don't take this job, I'm not sure I'm going to be making popsicles anytime soon. But
that could be fun. We could make mojito popsicles.
Oh, right. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Well, Mario said he wants to go back there because we want to see if there's any like equipment or anything we need for work that we could get from there.
Is this a Walmart going out of business?
It's going out of business in the Nassau Park Boulevard area.
Isn't that unheard of? A Walmart going out of business?
Well, they're just closing the store.
They're not going out of business. They're closing that store. I guess their numbers aren't up. I'm sure there are, you know, there's one in Hamilton, there's one in East Windsor, there's one in Trenton. They're all over the place. So I guess this one has the lowest numbers of the area stores.
Wow. That's the first time I'm hearing of a Walmart going out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, me too. I was surprised when Mario told me about it, and I coincidentally needed a bunch of stuff and some paint, so I went over there.
I hope it's not a an indicator of, you know, what's happening with our economy. Or it's
For Walmart, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I would think that is the last big box that would still be here when, you know, it's just the cockroaches and the rats, right?
Right. So I probably should have looked this up during the break, but can you think of, I remember you telling me that because, you know, now you're a chef, and at first your focus was pastry chef, but when your siblings, when your nieces and nephews were little, they all came to your house at camp.
Yeah, but my nieces and nephews ate everything. My brother's five kids, you would pick them up when they were 2 years old and you would smell garlic on their breaths. They literally have fabulous appetites. They always, you know, they would eat crazy things.
Have one fussy eater in the whole bunch.
Not really. I mean, my other brother, Steven's son, Jamie, was a little bit finicky, but he still ate pretty much everything. I think my sister-in-law just called them different things, like it was the Chinese chicken, and it was the, you know, she named things in a certain way so that it would make it more palatable to him. But no, all the kids in our family were really, really good eaters. Now, I mean, I have been exposed to picky eaters. There's some kids on Mario's side of the family that were picky eaters when they were young. I know some adults on Mario's side of the family that, you know, there's certain items they, you know, as adults don't like. But what sort of things, like, so what did the mom give you an idea of what items he does like?
Not really. I told her about my experience with my son, because my son was a very picky eater. By the time when he was brought to table food, now when he was eating baby food, he ate everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Meat, right. You know, vegetables. But as soon as texture was introduced, he rejected everything. So for the first 9 years of my son's life, after baby food, he lived on waffles, pizza, and peanut butter sandwiches. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. No meat, no chicken nuggets, no fruit, no veggies.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what about now?
Now he eats a lot more things. He eats fried calamari. He eats steak. But it took a very long time. And I remember sort of getting so annoyed with the mothers of who, there's picky eaters and there's picky eaters.
Well, and there's picky eaters and there's you know, mothers that pander to everyone's, you know, make different meals for every family member. And like, I think when you and I were kids, like, this is what's for dinner. Like, this is what we're eating.
Yeah, I did take that approach with my son. Like, there was no way I was going to give in to this kid who was, you know, refusing stuff.
Right.
But it became such an issue. And when you have an extremely picky eater and they are 2, 3, and 4 years old, they can actually not eat for like 2 or 3 days. And I would challenge any mother after even a half a day.
A day
that the kid hasn't eaten a thing. I would challenge them to say, oh, okay, let's go into day two. How's that going to feel? Okay. You at a certain point, you make the freaking peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
You know, because their little bodies, they don't really need that much. So they just look at you like, no, not doing it. You're like, what? But I was trying to think of fun snacks like healthy snacks that I can make for the kids. And I know
so
I can.
So she didn't tell you what he eats now? No, what his diet consists of?
I told her about what my son ate, and she said, sounds about right.
Oh, all right.
So I think it's something similar like that, like no meat. Thank God my son ate peanut butter, because that was literally the only protein that he consumed, period.
Right.
So, and I remember I used to cry about it. I used to lose sleep about it. And I remember my doctor, he was probably like 7 years old. And he said, look, you need to, I wasn't crying, but I was telling him about how I sometimes cry about it. He said, you need to stop crying. He grew 4 inches last year. Okay.
Right. He's not going to starve to death.
He's growing. He's fine. Right. So, but, I'm actually going to Google, fun snacks to make with kids so that we can have that, and also have it be like a learning thing. So it's not
absolutely
a thing, but how satisfying it would be if I could get a kid who's a fussy eater. I remember once there was a little girl, she was probably like 7, and I did some personal chef work for her family. I gave away like a bunch of personal chef days for an auction or something for a nonprofit, and they won it. So they were like really happy. And this girl was a very fussy eater, and so her mom was really wishing she was going to have this fish thing, like a cod oreganata or something. Right. And she said, my daughter refuses to eat fish, so I'm just going to have to do something different. And I said, well, you know what? I'll make a separate one for her that doesn't have the garlic, but it'll just have like the breadcrumbs and salt and pepper, and maybe a little lemon, just really simple.
Right.
And so it was so heartwarming because
she loved it.
I went to do the next delivery, and the little girl, she came up to me and she's like, Deirdre, I like fish now. And I was like, what? And her mom is behind her going, yep, she ate the whole thing. And she's like, I like fish now. And I was so happy.
Yeah, that's a happy moment.
So happy.
That's so great. You know,
I don't need applause anymore.
Our 20-something-year-old who was quarantining with us, it was like the first time he had ever had swordfish. It was the first time he ever had Brussels sprouts. It was the first time he ever had, there was like a list of things that we'd be having dinner, and he'd say, this is the first time I ever ate this. I'm like, really?
I actually, even with grown-ups, I mean, when kids do it, it's extra special, but I've had that happen many times in my career where I had a client come up after a buffet, and he's with his wife, and he said, you know what? My wife hates salmon, okay? Except he said, I had some of yours, and I told her, you know what? Just do it. And she said, I loved it. And it's like, there's nothing
better.
Yeah,
that's such a great feeling, isn't it?
And then you have to tell him, obviously, okay, I don't know what's happened in the past. Maybe it was overcooked. Maybe you had it, you know, maybe it wasn't a good batch and you just got a bad taste in your mouth. Or maybe it was just you needed the little Asian seasoning to, you know, to get it. To
zip it up, right.
So yeah, I love that.
But that's great.
Aside from, I really haven't been doing much cooking. I've been doing all summer. It seems we have the protein over salad. That's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we just do same old, same old. So I've also been doing, I'm really enjoying raw beets and salad. We've talked about this before, but I really prefer the raw beets overcooked.
Yeah.
And cooked are very, very sweet and soft. And the raw are crunchy and much less sweet. So just like carrot. And I don't know, what is it that happens in the cooking process that the starches come out in the vegetable? And that's why it's so sweet.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly right. I mean, the starches come out in the vegetable, comma, and they're sweet vegetables. It's not like the starch is affecting the sweet, but they're delicious.
Right. So raw beets, radishes, tomatoes, cucumber, and avocado are kind of what I always do. And what I should probably try to do is, you know, mix it up a little bit with some jicama or some daikon or, you know, there's a bunch of things. But I just go to the the stuff I really like.
Right. We've been just eating tomatoes almost three times a day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. They're just so good.
Are you
growing? Get them from the farmer's market, and they're delicious. And I have four cherry tomato plants that are producing like crazy. So I just put them in a big bowl and put some salt and pepper and a little bit of really good olive oil on it. Done. Delicious.
Oh, you know what I'm going to try this weekend? I brought some crab meat. Uh-huh. And I'm on a flaxseed kick. So I've been doing, yeah.
I told you Mario's been, he's got like 16 different types of flaxseed here, but I don't do anything with it.
Well, what I'm going to try to do, I do think it's a, if it's not no carb, I believe they're very low carb. And so I was going to try to use ground flaxseed now to like fry my crab cakes.
Interesting.
Because it's, sometimes it's, I find it challenging. I have it, the way I eat it is you have to grind the flax seeds. If you just eat them, they'll go right through you. So you grind them, and I put it into unsweetened Greek yogurt, and I add a little stevia to it, and I mix up a couple of tablespoons, and that's how I eat it. But other than that, you know, it's tricky to sort of incorporate it. You only need a couple of tablespoons a day in order to get the benefit from it. But
yeah, I should put it on the counter because I always forget about it, and I have yogurt almost every morning. I should just sprinkle some on there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I think the number one thing, we looked up about health benefits, but I think the number one thing is lowering cholesterol. I think that's one of the big ones. So we could use that, you know?
My cholesterol's okay.
Well, you want to keep it that way, right?
Can your cholesterol be too low?
Well, the good versus the bad, yeah. I still don't believe they totally understand cholesterol. Like,
yeah,
remember,
think about with the eggs. The eggs were horrible for you.
Eggs were bad. And I always wondered, like, the stuff that was supposed to be bad for you cholesterol-wise, I kind of get, like, bacon, okay? You just look at bacon and you taste it and you're like,
well,
all right,
when you
I
think
get
about
it.
The fat buildup in your artery, like, that I get.
Right, but eggs are so innocent.
Innocent and healthy, right? They're just a little protein bullet.
Yeah, I mean, I never got one. So, I mean, I think there was a period of actually a couple of years. This is back when I ate more, but for a couple of years, I had a 3-egg omelet every day.
That's like, good for you,
every
though.
Day. And my cholesterol was fantastic. It was only as I got older and stopped eating all the eggs. That all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, the cholesterol is a little
bit.
See
that? Maybe the eggs were keeping your cholesterol good.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Oh, one more thing. I have a question about, I just bought, believe it or not, I bought my first flat iron steak.
Uh-huh.
And it was cheap. Now, do I treat it like a flank?
Yeah.
So
marinate. Pepper oil, grill that baby.
But marinate it. We need to break it down, right? It's going to be tough.
You can cut it on the bias. It's not going to be super tough. Just cut it on the bias.
No, marinate it overnight like a flank.
You could, or you could also just grill it quickly and cut it on the bias, and it should be good.
All right. I'm going to try that this weekend. I'll let you know how I make out.
Sounds good.
All right. So we are running
out of time.
So we do have, I believe we have a couple of new commercials running. I think they're lung cancer related.
Swell. Awesome.
Let's see, we got lung cancer, what, the blue pill, and what else? And then like...
Any more disgusting health items we can talk?
Or ambulance chasing attorneys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on another Food for Thought.
Thank you. Bye-bye.